My name is Kathleen Hallisey. I'm a solicitor with AO Advocates, a firm that specializes in representing victims of child abuse. We have quite a few cases against the Catholic Church, but one of our cases in particular has a lot of similarities with some of the themes that are brought to light in the film Spotlight.
As a young Catholic in the main Catholic grammar school in Manchester, that's like the end of everything. If you're expelled from the school, that's the end of it, life as you know it sort of thing. It's almost like on a par with being excommunicated from the church. Except, it seems, by Duggan, because I learned now, he often used to threaten people with it. In some cases, he did carry out his threats.
Four clients all came from very devout Catholic families in the Manchester area. Most came from working class families and were scholarship students, so it was quite a big deal for them to be accepted into the school and a really proud moment for their families. It was quite a brutal place and they were subjected to physical violence, but more than that, they were sexually abused by the headmaster, Monsignor Duggan, and one of the clients was actually also abused by another two priests.
I had a feeling it was something worse coming, you know. It'd always been fondling and touching and grunting and groaning. It didn't actually involve genital sex, if you see what I mean, but he was fondling all parts of my body, you know, your legs, your thighs, your buttocks, and grunting and groaning close to my ear, you know. But when the day came when this transgression, I was to go back to his office for the punishment. And I don't know, there was something was telling me that this punishment was going to be a bit more than I'd experienced before. So that's when I decided to run for it. My dad was an Irishman, and he used to call me a latchico. A latchico, it's just a lazy, idle, good for nothing. As he used to say in Ireland, you'd be too idle to knock snow off a rope. We were okay in the end, you know, and I more or less just put it out of my mind, and as regards my parents, anyway. But to get on in BP, even in those days, you actually needed a degree to go further. I did reasonably well into getting to be a UK account manager for some major accounts, but that was mainly because I'd been there so long and I knew everything back to front, inside out, you know. So, but my boss, for instance, who was about, when I finished, I'd be about mid-50s, late-50s. My new boss was about 30, and he was a graduate chemical engineer.
And because of the nature of the abuse and their background, they were unable to disclose it to anyone for many, many years. And it's only recently that they've been able to come forward and pursue their cases.
I never told anybody until just this lot came out. And it was mainly because I heard something. The news was on in the pub, and it was Granada news. And it was a report picked up from the Manchester Evening News that there'd been abuse reported at St. Bede's. And I remember one of my pals at the bar said, "Oh, you went there, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, I did. I said, I had a bit of that." And he said, "Oh, well, you know, it's all coming out now, apparently."
But despite what Pope Francis has said about supporting victims and setting up a committee to investigate child abuse, that doesn't seem to be trickling down to litigation, so that in our cases, the abuse has been questioned. It's not admitted that the abuse in fact happened, even though they know that there were many, many complaints against Monsignor Duggan in particular, and they're taking our clients to court.
If they said to me, "Look, we've sorted it out now, they've written something down and there's an apology and we can close the file," you're not getting anything off them, but, you know, they've decided to refer you for some psychiatric assessment and help if you need it, and I wouldn't bother with any of that, but if I could just close the file and say that's the end of that, I'd be happy.
I'd like the Pope to take a different tactic here and actually release all the documents about paedophile priests and everybody who knew about it, because there are lots of connections between paedophile priests and bishops and others in the church hierarchy who certainly knew what was happening and took steps to cover it up, and by doing so exposed other victims.